Open up the hearing on House Bill 1019.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Bob Gadd with the State Brand Board, and the question was very appropriate. I guess that is kind of a misleading thing. I don't know whether it'll take 10 minutes or 3 minutes, but we'll hope it's not very long. Oh. Well, House Bill 1019, as amended, is a basically we classified as some cleanup legislation that needed to be done, and so starting with Section 1, I'll certainly go through that in that order. Section 1 is an amendment that defines the word process as a method to cut and wrap livestock carcasses for human consumption, and this is necessary to define the activities that's regulated in Section 4 and 6 of the bill. Section 2 deletes the word figure and adds the words symbol and number as a recordable brand for sheep. Now, there's only certain letters and numbers and symbols that are and they're defined in another section of the statute that are recordable as part of a brand. And this is consistent with language contained in this section and will not affect any existing sheep brands that are renewed on a timely basis. Section 3 eliminates the need to forward a copy of the authorized bill of sale within 10 days of transfer and removes a penalty clause. The bill of sale is being considered as a one-part form, and when it's used within the brand inspection area to transfer 5 head or less, it has the authority of ownership, defines ownership on that bill of sale. It replaces a physical inspection of the livestock within the brand inspection area of 5 head or less. Section 4, again, is an amendment that replaces some words slaughtering and processing with slaughter and process, and deletes to kill any livestock. And the House amendment for the inspection of the hide from the slaughtered animal is in here, and it's necessary and practical to have that language there in case there's no inspector at the time at these smaller slaughter plants to inspect the live animal. They can come and inspect the hides. And this language currently is in 4022.6, and we're asking that that section would be repealed if adopted here. And Section 5 will repeal 4022.6, as I mentioned. And Section 6 is an amendment pertaining to the person slaughtering livestock and processing them outside the brand inspection area. Now, it will require these establishments to provide the names and addresses of persons to law officers if those persons have felt they have received livestock from within the area and someone claims there wasn't an inspection made at the time they left the area. So it's again repealed the penalty clause because we're outside the inspection area and those people are just performing a service, you know, outside of our perimeter, so to speak, as far as brand laws are concerned. And that in a nutshell is the contents of the bill, and be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Questions of Mr. Gadd? Senator Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. just a quick question. On Section 2, will you take out the 10 days it has to be postmarked?
Yes.
Within 10 days of such ownership transfer, how would there ever be a violation? The individual that's done this just say, well, I haven't sent it in yet. Just a kind of a technical question.
It'd be difficult to prove it, you know, when it was, you know, and I'm going to have to look here at my...
I'm curious why you take that out. If you want to make sure that's done, you have to have some kind of guideline, because maybe 2 years down the road and you say, well, I just haven't sent it in yet.
Well, that was, you know, there was a reason that to put in there because of this three-part form that we had, see, and we want to use it just a single part ownership transfer. And if I sold an animal to you, I'd give you a bill of sale. That's proof of ownership.
Okay.
And That's all you need. The difficulty with the three-part form is, with all respect to those persons using them, and it was clearly identified on the bottom of the form, this form, this copy goes here, this copy goes there, and that copy goes there, or we retained. And invariably, the wrong copy went somewhere, and the wrong copy was kept. And it's in lieu of an ownership inspection. It provides the same evidence of ownership, but these copies have a tendency to fall in the wrong hands. So when I go to sell my animal that I bought from you on a 5-head or less bill of sale, and I don't have my owner's copy, I got a sale barn copy or something. So it just was causing a lot of confusion. So we just hope to eliminate that to a one-part form.
Further questions? Senator Altmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. How is this bill amended in the House side? We don't have a copy of that amendment. We just sent the intern effort.
On page 1, down on line 14, a single letter, and they inserted the word symbol there and struck out the word figure. Symbol is what is part of the recordable brand as defined in section 4019.7. No, we added number, that's correct. We added number and added symbol to that line.
Senator Altmacher.
Just for clarification then, that sentence would read a single letter, symbol, number, brand?
Single letter, symbol, or number, brand.
Okay, that's thank
correct.
You.
Further questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Gadd.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents of House Bill 1019? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1019? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close this hearing to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hewick.
I'd move a do pass.
Motion do pass is our second. Seconded by Senator Diedrich. Any discussion on the do pass motion? Seeing none, the question before the committee is a do pass motion on House Bill 1019. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Senators DeHewitt,
aye.
Hamm,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Diedrich Elmer,
aye.
Diedrich Leary,
aye.
9 yeas, 0 nays.
There's been a motion to move consent. Before we do that, I will indicate that it was a unanimous decision to move this bill to the floor to pass. There's been a motion by Senator Simmons, seconded by Senator Hamm, to move consent calendar. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. For those that are in the committee hearing, that means that this bill will go to the floor on a non-debate calendar. So there will be not any action or debate on the floor, or there will be action on disposing the bill, but no debate, unless some other member decides to pull it off of that consent calendar.